You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
So yesterday, around about 10 o'clock, Vicky's running around. She's tidying up the studio. She's like moving stuff around. I've never seen this place look so clean. I'm thinking, why is she making all this fuss?
I did actually want to go home and shower and change, and, you know, as you do, ladies. However, I had a wee kit. I fell asleep. I had to come back in with the same clothes on. And, you know, when you fall asleep, well, girls will know this, your eyelashes curl up because you've got mascara on them. They were all crooked when I came in.
So this is how you met Matt Cardle yesterday.
Not cool. Oh, well, I'm sorry to spoil it.
So, all right, so Vicky wasn't looking her best when she met Matt Cardle yesterday. Let's find out how you got on.
We've got Matt Cardle in the studio. How are you?
I'm very well, yourself?
Very well. It's very surreal, actually, having watched you on X Factor and voted for you every week to have you sitting opposite me.
Yeah, it's very weird for me. The whole thing's been pretty strange, to be fair, from the moment I stepped on the show, especially the moment I stepped off it, you know.
What have you been up to?
Just been writing the album, co-writing the album. It's been great. Obviously, the tour rumbled on into April, May time, which is great fun, getting to hang out with everyone and go on tour and go around the country and, you know, playing to... 20,000 people nearly at a time was amazing. And then it's just been kind of relaxing, chilling and writing the album in the studio. It's been amazing.
I was going to ask you about that new album. It's called Letters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out on the 17th of October.
Yeah.
Loads of people that you've collaborated with. How does that all come about?
That's just great A&R. My A&R guy, Chris Briggs, is a bit of a hero of mine and a legend. And he just put me with great people. I mean, obviously, the people that I've collaborated with on the album are the people that I clicked with best in the writing period, which is Biff Stannard and the guys down in Brighton, Egg White, James Walsh and Elliot James of Star Sailor and The Nexus. It's just been such a great process. It's been a bit like therapy, to be fair, sitting on, you know... sitting down on a couch with someone and being like, you know, this has affected me enough to want to write about, and I want to say this today, and, you know, this happened to me and I want to say this about it. You know, I can be so much more honest when I'm writing a song than I can, you know, talking to someone. So there's lots of stuff that gets built up that I want to say that I can't, so I write in a song, and that's such a easy outlet for me.
In that case then, if you ever found yourself in a scenario where you needed to have a chat...
Yeah.
Did you sing it?
I've even been in a position where I've played someone a track with stuff on it that I wanted to say, and they're like, is that about? And I'm like, yeah, but I couldn't say it, and okay. I won't say it, you know, I'll just have a listen to that maybe.
So in terms of the album then, if it's a reflection of how you feel and what's been happening, tell us a wee bit about it.
I was asked the other day if there's an underlying theme to the album, and I think there's definitely a certain amount of apology in it, just across the board, to people that have, you know, I've been with in the past and situations that I've got myself into and out of, you know, and kind of thanks to everyone that I've written about, like for those situations that have moved me enough to do that.
So in terms of the apologies, are these to ladies? Well, and if they are, would they know who they were?
I'm a straight up heterosexual man, so it's about no men.
You're going to be heading on a plane shortly up to the islands.
I know, I hate flying.
Do you? So why on earth did you pick the most farthest away venues in the UK?
We wanted to stretch out and branch out as far afield as we could, really. We couldn't get any further than, we're going up to Shetland at some stages. I mean, I've heard it's a pretty bumpy ride between here and
Orkney. Absolutely. If the weather's bad, you don't land.
I'm joking.
I can't remember which island it is you actually land on a beach, but it's very cool. We're going to hear your song now. Do you want to introduce it?
Okay, thank you so much for the support, everyone. This is Run For Your Life.
You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again. Missed it first time? Catch up at northsoundone.com/listen again.
Run For Your Life. It's out on the
9th of October.
And you can download it and buy it. And
listen to it, essentially.
Yes, absolutely. All this nonsense is kicking about X Factor and Cheryl Cole. Mm. Have you been keeping traps on it?
I have... No, I haven't. I mean, all I know is she went for the US one and then something went wrong and she's not doing it. I don't know what's going on now. I've always kept my nose out of the tabloid, and I did when I was on the show, because there's positive stuff, but there's also a lot of negative stuff, and I don't want to see that.
How do you deal with that? Because that must be really weird, you know, particularly if you're writing your own material. You are putting yourself up for criticism.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's entitled to an opinion. The thing is nowadays is you've got things like Twitter and Facebook, and everyone's opinion is so public. You know, before, everyone thought that, but they couldn't tell the entire world. But now you can just go online and be like, I think it's rubbish, and everybody can see it. You know, that's fair enough, but it's a good and bad thing.
So what's the weirdest thing that's happened to you? Because your life's probably flipped, reversed in the last 2 years.
Just having fans is crazy. Having that amount of fans. I mean, there was a couple of fans knocking around for my old band, which are quite cool. But then having a fan base on that scale is really strange. People that know stuff about me that even I forgot. You know, it's really weird.
Which leads me on nicely to, I read somewhere that when you were a kid, you had an operation and had a kid removed. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah, I had cancer when I was two.
Oh.
I wasn't a very well boy, yeah.
Wow.
But they whipped it out and I'm all right now. You know, I was really lucky.
All these wee things that are written about you, you've got to tell us three things that our listeners don't know about you.
It's a boring thing. I go snowboarding every year.
You need to come up to Scotland and do it.
Yeah, I thought about that last winter to do it, try and do it cheap, but... Yeah, I went away in the end. I killed two pet snakes when I was little by accidentally putting the heat pad under the whole tank as opposed to half of it, like I was instructed to. And woke up in the morning to two slightly overcooked garter snakes that were kind of dying up the side of the tank.
I'll have to say, garter snakes, is that what you kept as a pet?
Well, I was young and just thought I wanted a snake, which is a bit rubbish, to be fair.
What did you feed them?
You feed them like these frozen baby mice. Thing. Okay. But the thing is with them, they're so boring. Like, snakes hide under rocks, that's all they do. So, like, oh, I've got a snake, where is it? Oh, it's under the rock somewhere. You can't see it. Never get it out of the cage.
Like, it's a boy thing. My brother had stick insects. They don't do anything either.
It's a bit odd.
It's a bit random, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you used to keep snakes. What else?
And, yeah, I used to want to be a marine biologist for ages. I love sharks and stuff and under the water stuff. I'm going to go cage diving with sharks soon.
Very cool. So you like to live life on the edge then?
Well, in a cage, on the edge. On the edge in a cage.
Well, listen, good luck with the tour and good luck with the single and the album, and thanks for coming and having
a chat
with us.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listen again.